Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's good, everybody? It is Wednesday, November 9, 2022. This is the Early Edge, your daily sports betting brand of record. I am the coach, and we are powered, as always, by the almighty Sports Line, the best value in all sports betting, and it's not close. One of the things that all gamblers do or bettors do is relive the day before, and already I see the chat is popping with, oh, this game killed me. A lot of NBA bettors betting hockey last night because there was no NBA, but here's what we did, 4-4, but here's how close we came. Maxim had a penalty kick that he missed, a penalty, or everything could have been different. But Zach Attack, got to give him a lot of credit. He was also on Ohio, if you're a Sportsline member, and they won by 16 last night, so give him a lot of credit. But today is Wednesday, and I like to call it Bounce Back Wednesday. So I bring in three OGs, three of my absolute very best. After I tell you that today, our schedule is packed. In addition to our morning show, we've got Early Edge in 5 at 4 p.m. But before that, our College Football Weekly extravaganza with AB, Chip, Micah, the entire crew will be there at 3 p.m. Eastern. You want to watch that live. If not, also watch it on demand. Turn on those notifications. Now, let's bring in the stars of the show. You know them, you love them on a Wednesday, and they are fired up, laser focused. So, ladies and gentlemen, first, live from just south of London, England, he is the guru, Martin W. Green. Good afternoon, sir.
Good morning to you, coach. Hope all is well. I'm still reeling from Philadelphia Union's heartbreaking MLS Cup final defeat, but I'm just about getting over it now. And Arsenal are top of the Premier League table, so things are looking up.
That's always a nice thing for you when Arsenal plays good. You're in a good mood. But if folks didn't see that MLS final on Sunday, one of the great finishes of all time, The last 35 minutes was bananas. Absolutely bananas. Now, next, live from Nashville, Tennessee, the penthouse level, and a man who is uber excited to have college basketball back, M Squared. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Coach Larry, Martin. Great to see you guys here. Definitely fired up for college basketball. No real day games yet. We'll get those a little later in the season, but love all the smaller school action we get on these Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday games. Fired up. Let's go for it.
Which is exactly why we invented Early Edge in 5, for another platform, another place to put more best bets after the games come out in the afternoon. Then finally, he is our NFL OG. He is every sport OG, and we are so always to have him on our team. He is the maestro, Larry Hartstein. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Great to be back. Was in New Orleans for a few days, and you know what it feels like to be second fiddle? That's when you go down to the Caesars Sportsbook in New Orleans with Emory Hunt. He grew up there. He played college football there. He knows everyone there. Everyone's coming up wanting to see Emory. And then the day after Emory left, it was just me. They're like, hey, where's Emory? So, but no, it was a great time. Broadcasting live from that book. Tough game for the Saints and for those fans, though, on Monday night.
Oh, Larry, don't worry. You don't need to tell the fans at home that you were in New Orleans. We all saw the pictures. We all saw what you were willing to do, which I respect.
That, Coach, that's what I told the guy from Caesars. You know, in my previous life, I was a serious journalist, you know, covering politics, you know, in a previous life. And I said, I guess that I'm a long way from that. Let's put on those emperor glasses for this segment. Yeah.
Isn't it great that your career's come to this point that you can do that and be okay with it? Yeah. I like it. And everybody in the chat likes it. And they said, let's get to today's board. But as you know, there's so much more than just the picks. So let's do storylines that could affect the betting lines today. And as you know, it was election night last night. There was zero NBA games, which means today there's going to be a lot of NBA games. And the injury report, just like the weather in football, is so important. Mikey, start us off, please.
Yeah, busy day in basketball, starting with Paolo Banchero, questionable for the Magic with an ankle injury. We'll see how aggressive they are bringing him back here in the spot with, you know, as a rookie. For Portland, biggest story of the night, Damian Lillard, Yusuf Nurkic, Jeremy Grant, Anthony Simons, all listed as probable now. Big boost to them. Utah, Jared Vanderbilt, questionable. Playing against Atlanta, Trae Young, still questionable for Atlanta. Missed another game. Now we're going to Phoenix. Chris Paul popped up on the injury report with a heel injury. That will be interesting. Not something they want to have flaring up often with him. For New Orleans, Larry Nance, questionable in this one. Memphis, Steven Adams, questionable with an ankle injury. Has a massive impact on player props, particularly rebounding for Memphis. For Milwaukee, Drew Holiday, doubtful to play in this one. Giannis, however, is listed as probable. He should be fine in this game. For the Lakers, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, both listed as probable. Lonnie Walker, questionable with an illness, a little illness going around on the team, so watch that. And then finally, for the Brooklyn Nets, Kyrie Irving remains out.
All right. I encourage you all to do what I tell you every single day. Grab your paper, grab your pencil. I write it down as he's giving it to you. Then as the news filters out throughout the day, you can look back at your notes and say, okay, Mikey talked about this. It's an all-day thing. But you don't have to spend a ton of time. Just do a little bit. Do a little bit. Big Papa, I see you. I see you in the chat saying hello to everybody. We love everybody that takes the time in the morning. Carlos says this is the best way to start his morning. You're exactly right. But if you're in New York, Maestro, and you're an NBA fan, tonight is your night. Tell me why.
Very big game in Brooklyn tonight between the Knicks and the Nets. The Nets have actually won seven straight meetings. And Mike talked about Kyrie Irving still suspended. Since he went out on suspension, this is the number one team in the NBA in net rating and the number two team in defensive rating, and they've covered all three numbers. They're playing defense. They've talked about it, like that they're all, you know, covering each other's backs. And there was an article today about how Kyrie Irving actually disregarded the play calls. He was just running whatever he wanted on offense. Since then, two outright victories, a huge comeback against the Mavs. They get an easy cover, and now you face a Knicks team that's 5-5. The Knicks have lost to five good teams that were 37-18, and they've beaten five bad teams that were basically the opposite. Money coming in on the Nets. It's opened as low as two. We're seeing it up to three right now. Very interesting game in Brooklyn tonight because the Nets, obviously 4-7, but they're playing like one of the top teams since Kyrie Irving got suspended.
Should it really surprise anybody? We talk about team unity all the time, whether it's the Early Edge crew or it's the Nets. Sometimes it's a positive outcome, even though it appears negative, right? Every crew, no matter who it is, no matter the sport, Kyrie has not been good for the Nets. I love all that information. All that information. Now, NBA, we got NBA injuries, but Guru, when I come to you, today's a big day for the United States men's national team. We know the World Cup starts in less than 2 weeks. There's a million different ways to bet this tournament. One of them is how far a team can go. What information can you give me for the good people here in America about our soccer team, sir?
Yeah, Coach, I'm sticking with the New York theme, and I'm also sticking with the Team Unity theme because the Empire State Building is going to light up in red, white, and blue today when USMNT manager Greg Berhalter names his 26-man World Cup squad. It's airing at 5 p.m. Eastern time, and there's going to be lots of players that are going to be watching this quite nervously. There's a lot of locks like Christian Pulisic, Weston McKennie, Gio Reyna, etc. There's a lot of very good players that are kind of on the fringes. They might be in, they might be out. So there's going to be some that are celebrating and some that are going to be very upset later today. It's going to be interesting to see who secures a place on the plane to Qatar. But the USA is now priced at -105 to qualify for the knockout stage of the World Cup. So the teams are split into groups of four, and the top two teams in each group go through to the knockout stage, and the bottom two teams pack their bags, they go home, watch it on TV. So England are the heavy favourites to win that group, which is kind of understandable when you consider the depth of quality at Gareth Southgate's disposal. Iran look like they're going to struggle. Looks like a straight fight between the USA and Wales to get that second place. And I really like the USA to pull it off. They've got a big, deep squad full of lots of young, talented players. And Wales are just overly reliant on Gareth Bale. I know he scored in that MLS Cup final that we talked about earlier, but he wasn't fit enough to play the entire game. He looks out of shape a bit now. He's at the end of his career. And I just don't think they have the same depth of talent that the USA have. So minus 105 on Berhalter's men to get to the round of 16. That looks great to me.
Educate and entertain. Educate and entertain. And before you even ask, I've already called the guru. I've already called Buckets. I've already called the silent assassin, Brant Sutton. And I said, I need you boys to work overtime the next 2 months. And you know what they all said to me? You see, he said, oh, yeah, we'll be there. You need us? We will be there. Because that's what the crew does. Now, let's get into our board for the day. And sometimes I feel like we need a little bit of pick-me-up, but not before we pay those pesky little bills. Here's a word from one of our incredible partners.
Robert Half Research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are back. Those watching on YouTube or those listening on Apple or Spotify, we welcome everybody here to the Early Edge. And one play today from Sportsline itself. It's a rated A play. It's late tonight. It's 10 p.m. Eastern time. And it's from the NBA. The Cavs have been a nice surprise in this new year. But also, they've got a pretty good offense. The Kings have an awful defense. What does that mean? That means this is a rated A play for us. Our simulations have this at 236. All we need is over 225, and that will be just fine to cash that ticket. Now, I love it when people are happy with my cappers. It seems like every single day. Jay, where is it? Says, I cashed with Ohio and Duquesne. Lit up my night thanks to Zach Attack. Zach Attack, if you're watching right now, feel good about that. But now I need these three to get locked and loaded. I need these three to be ready to go. I've got a lot of energy this morning. I got to tell you, I know that on a bounce back Wednesday, we need this. So M squared, if you don't mind, sir, you know the drill, son. It doesn't matter if it's hockey, fantasy, football, baseball, the man is ready. But when you throw college basketball into the mix, he lights up. So if you don't mind, sir, give it to me.
All right, college basketball here. We're going Youngstown State -8.5 here. Good for you if you could still find an 8 out there. This is trending closer to 9. Please get it in before that. We do not want it going over 3 full possessions. But I want to pick on UT Martin again. We picked on them earlier this week on Monday with Pittsburgh. They were 8-point dogs in that game, lost by 22 on the court. This is a great spot for Youngstown State. They have a strong edge on the glass on both ends of the floor. Look for them to limit the second chance points and start to pull away. The UT Martin offensive efficiency is not good. They're going to really struggle if Youngstown State is starting to approach 80 points in this game. I don't see a way that they can keep up here. Youngstown State, I want to talk about a little bit some of their experience and depth here. They have 4 players on the team who have already graduated. They have a 6th-year player in Garrett Covington. Looking at all the experience that these players have, they've played a combined 801 college basketball games. This team is older. This is a great spot for them on their home floor. Give me Youngstown State -8.5.
Oh, the Penguins, the same building, M squared, that I took a concussion on Super Bowl Sunday, 2005, I think. I took a frog splash from off the top rope, Rob Van Dam, straight on my head. That's what I remember about Youngstown State. Hopefully this will be a little less painful when we show up at the pay window together. My man in the chat says, M squared, the jack of all trades. Yes, he can do it all. He could do it all. But so can our man, the guru. So when I flip-flop it a little bit, they take it in stride. Now, today, M squared. How about Martin? I can't even get your names right this morning. Now, we came on before the show started. I said, where are these games at? There's so many different leagues and cups and things going on that I get confused. But thank goodness we have you. What do we got today?
Yeah, Coach, the schedule's a bit all over the place at the moment because everyone's gearing up for the World Cup to start. So they're trying to cram in as many games as they can before everyone breaks for a month. So first off, we have the EFL Cup, which has all the teams from the English Premier League, as well as the lower divisions. They play one another and a team ultimately wins. And we've actually got two of the Premier League heavyweights meeting in this competition today, Manchester City and Chelsea. Man City have actually won this tournament 6 times in the last 9 years. They're really dominant in the EFL Cup. And manager Pep Guardiola is obviously going to be keen for more success this time around. He has a very large and talented squad at his disposal, and that does allow him to field a strong starting 11 in this competition, even when he's resting players for upcoming Premier League clashes. Chelsea, on the other hand, they're winless in 4 games. I don't know if you saw their match against Arsenal at the weekend. They didn't really show up. Very poor performance. They're now 13 points off the pace in the title race. And manager Graham Potter is under all sorts of pressure. City beat Chelsea at home and away in the league last season. I think that should give the players confidence ahead of this match. Could be tight. Chelsea are a difficult team to break down. They defend resolutely. But ultimately, Man City should have just about enough quality to edge this one. So I've gone for Man City to win and under 4.5 goals in a same-game parlay at odds of minus 110. Just to reiterate, that's not going to be in the Premier League section of your sports book. You'll have to go down to, it'll be called EFL Cup or English Football League Cup or Carabao Cup. You'll find it there. Moving on. We also have action in Serie A, which is the top division in Italy. And I'm looking at a game between Lecce and Atalanta. Atalanta have secured 5 wins and a draw from 6 away games so far this season. That's a terrific record on the road for a soccer team. That's helped them climb up to 4th in the Serie A table. They're actually better away from home than they are at their home stadium. They did lose to Napoli 2-1 at the weekend, but Napoli have been sensational this season. And Atalanta have only lost to really elite opposition. Lecce are certainly not elite opposition. They're languishing in 17th place, 2 points above the relegation zone, 4 draws and 2 defeats from 6 games at home. So they're not too bad at home. They've only won once all season. They're a newly promoted team. They're not playing great. The last time these teams met was in 2020. Atalanta won that 7-2. That bodes pretty well. There's been a few roster changes since then, but Atalanta are a much better team than Lecce. I think they should win. And the odds on a straight money line victory look very appealing. So I'm going for that too.
Oh, my God. I could listen to you give picks all day. Christian says, Martin Green confirming my pick for Atalanta. However, Big Cheesy 707 says, I feel more smarter after listening to Martin talk. More smarter. That is hilarious. Quick chat question from Rocky. Mikey, are you still going 0.2 units on college basketball, or are you up to a full unit now?
No, it'll be 0.2 for me across the board in college basketball. Yeah, to start.
Okay. There you go.
Probably first 2 weeks, yeah.
Okay. We'll let you know when you can raise it up a little bit. But we ease into college basketball just like we ease into the NBA until the NFL is over in January. We can put all of our attentions on that. Now, Maestro, we had a little issue while you were gone. And I don't know how to address it, so I just thought I would address it publicly right here on the show. So a couple of weeks ago, Buckets broke into the show on his own and said, I demand the Maestro spot. So now that's where he's been the last couple of shows. And then a lot of his fans are now peppering me with changing the name of the last spot to the Bucket Seat. Now, I did not want to address this, but I feel like I have to. Martin understands. What do we do? I feel like it's completely disrespectful, but Buckets sees no problem with it. What is your reaction to that?
My reaction is if he is cashing tickets and delivering in that last spot, then, you know, go for it. That's my reaction. So, but I don't know when are we going to be on the same time. You know, that's the question.
I know a guy, so I'm going to figure that out. I did not expect you to say that. I thought that you would have defended your seat a little bit harder than that. I did, but hey, you're a nice guy. We all know that. Daniel says Larry even knows. Ray says that's fair. All right. Changes are coming. Changes are afoot. But for the here and the now, you know whose spot it is at the end of the show. He earned it from day one. So, Maestro, I'll get out of the way. I'll stop messing with you. The floor is yours.
Well, given that intro, I feel a little bit more pressure on these picks, but I really like it. I'm going to start in the NBA with the Portland Trailblazers, laying 4.5 at Charlotte. Hornets have lost 5 straight. There's still no LaMelo Ball, no Gordon Hayward. And you know who the Blazers are going to have tonight? Everyone. As Mike said in his injury report, everyone is probable. That means they're going to go. Lillard's averaging 29. You got Simons playing great. Nurkic averaging a double-double. Grant playing well. Josh Hart with the 3 to beat Miami. Coming off a very good momentum win in Miami, whereas the Hornets, they gave up 62 points in the second half at home to Washington that didn't have Bradley Beal. They are reeling right now. I love the Blazers. 7-3 this season, and they missed Dame Lillard for 4 of those games. They went 2-2 without him. Let's lay the price with Portland on the road. And then in the NFL, I want to give this out because it's moving. The Rams laying 3 at home against Arizona, starting to see a 3.5 in the market, starting to see some 3s, minus 120. The Rams' offense looks pathetic. We all know that. But Sean McVay owns Arizona, 11-1 straight up, 10-1-1 against the number, covering those games by more than 10 points. And the thing that jumps out to me is DeAndre Hopkins was pretty much taken out of the game by the rookie Tariq Woolen by Seattle last week. And now they've got Jalen Ramsey. And if you can limit DeAndre Hopkins, this Arizona offense has nowhere to go. Let's play the 3 before this moves.
And this is also at home for the Rams. You would think that when you see this kind of a line, it's in Arizona. This is a home game for the Rams this particular week. Why do we give out NFL games on Tuesday on the Mega Preview or on Wednesday like today? It's about beating the number. And in the NFL, we even do look-aheads the week before. It matters. Half points matter. You listen to the crew every single day. Full points matter so much. And with that being said, grab your paper, grab your pencil. Here is the recap of the first of 3 shows today here at the Early Edge. The Maestro, he's on the Rams -3 over the Arizona Cardinals. Blazers -4.5. They have been the biggest surprise in the entire NBA this year. Then Martin W. Green, remember, not in your Premier League. You got to go down to the EFL Cup. Man City moneyline and under 4.5 goals. It's a really smart, strategic way to bet soccer to bring the number down. A bad beat would be 4-1, but 3-1, 2-1, we cash that ticket. Then Atalanta, moneyline minus 125. Then M squared, one play so far today, college basketball. If you're a Sportsline member, you get way more college basketball picks than just this, but use a promo code EARLY, 30 days for free. Try everything out, including my incredible cappers like M squared. Then one play from Sportsline itself, Cavaliers Kings late night tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern time. Let's go over 225. What a really fun way to start the day. Really fun way to start the day. Don't worry about it. I'll deal with the whole buckets maestro thing. Don't worry. We'll work it out. We'll work it out. But with that being said, man, I love this show. There's only one thing left to do. And I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, love them all. The Guru, M Squared, the Maestro, Jake the Snake on the ones and the twos. I am the coach. Turn on your notifications. Every time we start a show, you will get a little ding. You go, oh, can't miss it live. Hashtag it pays to watch live. We call it the Early Edge. Good luck.
Chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean and a woman named Sylvie.
She's a CAN model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
you can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire, now streaming on Paramount+.